remember.
I think there was a cycle. There must have been a cycle in between, you know, trendy ending scarce. And I don't know how many years, but it seems like there must have been
50 years, maybe.
Mm.
Coming back, I think.
Uh-huh. How can you tell they're coming back? You just start to
see
them.
Like Grandpa used to tell me, everything is cycle, circle around the world.
There was hardly anything now.
Same thing with this caribou start coming back.
Yeah.
The way I live.
Yeah.
That's what she used to tell me. If I live a little longer, I might see start coming this caribou back.
Mm.
In her young days, she said there was lots of caribou, but they're faded out, and she never heard of any moose or anything.
That's a big question. Were there ever a lot of moose here?
She started telling me there would be, moose would be population big, start coming.
Mm.
And, before that, when the caribou was paid out to try to put up some, bringing this reindeer, I know from where, they bring them in. She said, and those will be gone because people there bargaining, you know, about it, and they'll be gone.
Mm-hmm.
But she always promised me those caribou will be come back long if you live that long.
Long time ago, were there more moose? No, it seems.
There was no nothing. These two rivers here, two second Fog River, she said there used to be a good river. Every time when they move out to spring camp up to those hills for Brown Square for spring camp, they pack to the upper end of rivers. They make their skin boats and drift down. This village was not here. There was nobody except right across there used to be a mouse around the corner. Used to be only one tent waiting for them to come back. One tent from
the mountains.
From like go out maybe from Bogus Creek. Some people they just camping right there waiting for them.
And did they hunt moose all along Fog River and
they don't hunt. There was no moose that them days on her age, you know, when she was young. I think she always going out with brothers like that for skinning, skinned the squirrels. She used to have a big pot, make a potlatch when they get to these people right across the north of the Catholic side. That river was right in the corner of their mouth, of it, right here over here.
So this village of Tulksak wasn't existent.
Right. It didn't start until when, I wonder.
Probably
late 1800s.
Used to be a real good swift fog river when I was a little boy.
Mm.